Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Paula Lovell is our guest. Lovell.com is her website, L-O-V-E-L-L. I encourage you to check it out. It's a PR marketing firm out of the great city of Nashville, Tennessee. Paula, thanks again for hanging out with us. Paula's been very gracious and transparent and honest and open with us about this exit strategy that she's in the process of working through with her employees. She's literally selling the business over time, transitioning the reins of the business, the control of the business, the operation of the business, and the ownership to employees. And let me say this, Paula, I've seen this happen a number of times in other industries and happen very well. And one of the things, but here's the thing, in every case that I saw at work, they were companies like yours. And here's what I mean by that. A company where the owner and the employees, the culture between them, were really, really special. And I think that's what you have. And the employees who are buying out the owner are long-time, highly, highly engaged employees.
Right. That and did, talented. And they want this. This is a career. They're not just
that's
employees,
right.
And they're not just...
That's right. And yeah. That's what I mean by engaged. And so my point is, folks, if you're wondering, you know, could I do what Paula's doing? Well, Paula's doing what these other companies are doing that I was telling you about that have done it successfully. But those are the parameters I just said. If you're going to do what she's doing, you've got to have a culture of trust that's very, a very strong culture, positive culture in the company, and you have to have employees that are tenured employees that you feel if all of a sudden you drop dead, they could run the company tomorrow without you.
Yeah, you do. And
so that's where you are. Now I want to get you to explain to us you're going to eventually just ride out of this thing and go out in 4 or 5 years. You're going to be, you know, disconnected from the company, right?
Well, that's the plan. But, you know, I have a plan A and a plan B, and it depends on how things go through this. It's sort of the process I don't think you can take day one and say, here's the exact plan I'm going to do.
Right.
I think you, at some point, you can shift over and say, okay, this is the track.
Right.
But until you get all the paperwork signed, it's still an evolving thing. I want to make one observation. Transparency is not extremely natural to me because I was a single owner. Well, it is my baby. It's my identity
That's right.
of myself.
That's right.
Now, but my second in command, who's now the president, we have had an honest conversation. She wants to run the company, and she will be the majority owner when all this is over.
So you will have one owner will be the majority owner like you have been.
Yes.
You've been 100% owner, but this person will have 100% control. She will be able to make the final decision.
Yes, that will be, that's
the plan. I think that's important when you've got multiple owners. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. But she wants to run, she says, I want to have a more flat organization. And I'm like, well, that's just, you know, I'm thinking, well, you know, somebody's got to be at the top. Somebody's got to be at the top, and, you know, how do you have it flat, and who's going to know that he did this and she did that, and, you know, the buck has to stop somewhere.
Yeah.
So, but I think what she's saying is she's willing to not only willing, but, you know, founders are different than someone
that's
who
right.
a character buys into
that's
a small.
Right.
I would work till whatever hour it took. To get a job done. And they would too, but they don't want to plan their life around it.
Right.
They want to say, you know, in an unusual situation, if it has to be done, I'm there.
Right.
And they are.
Paula, I've got less than a minute left. I want to ask you one last question because people are screaming to know this answer. How are you going to get paid?
Oh, I hope it's going to be cash over time.
Over time. So
I don't think it's.
So, yeah. the, but, so there, as they buy into the company, they're going to buy into the company.
They're going to actually buy my stock.
And they're going to buy your stock, and you're going to allow them to pay for it with earnings for their part of the company.
With earnings? With earnings and cash. Depends on how
right.
fast they want
and
to escalate.
And then at the end, they'll have to come up with some kind of financing ability, some kind of a capitalization strategy to write you a bigger check.
To buy the last piece that takes me out at 51%.
Because
I'll own 51%.
Right. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Paul, when all this is over, you'll have to put all this out so people can see it. If you can, I think it'd be a great clinic on how to do this. Thanks for being here. Good luck to you. And, of course, we'll be in touch over the years, of course.
All right. Thank you.
Paula Lovell, ladies and gentlemen. Lovell.com. Check out her website. What a great resource she's been for us today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.